T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This hour is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto, online at CarX.com.
Mike Florio.
Let's bring in Mike Florio here. Joins us on the program.
NBC Sports.
All right, Florio, I know you're probably busy.
Pro Football Talk.
Starts the day, he ends the day with Pro Football Talk. He is Mike Florio.
We have learned that an unvaccinated Aaron Rodgers has tested positive for COVID. Your thoughts?
Well, you know what? He's a big, fat liar.
I wouldn't listen to some of those people out there, especially guys like Mike Florio.
Go to hell with your big brain. Ladies and gentlemen, Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio.
Mike Florio with Bernstein and Holmes.
How are you, Mike?
On the Score.
Let's talk some football with Mike Florio. He's on the Score hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Mike, the Big Bears story is this weird Roquan Smith thing. He's got made-up, unaccredited representatives making phone calls for him, letters going out to the league about tampering. And I'm wondering, how closely is the league and or other teams around watching this for precedent or possibility, just how this is all being handled with an un- or underrepresented player?
Well, you know, I think from the team's perspective, the primary goal is to just get a deal done. And anything that gets in the way of that is something that the team would prefer not to have to deal with, including an uncertified representative who is not only communicating, presumably, with the Bears, but also calling other teams and trying to instigate trade offers, even though the Bears have given Roquan Smith no permission whatsoever to seek a trade. Through it all, my understanding is the Bears just want to get a deal done. And we caught wind of this on Friday, that this guy named St. Omni is calling other teams. And by rule, if you're one of the teams that gets called, you have to alert the Bears to it immediately under the tampering rules. And, you know, we've seen the tampering rules enforced 15 days ago against the Dolphins. This idea of dealing with people other than the player when the player is unrepresented, I don't know how you enforce that. I've got on my list of stories to write something about the penalties. If you're caught doing it, it's basically a parking ticket. And if you're a team that just wants to get a deal done, there's a certain point where you look the other way. I'll give you an example of what some of these uncertified agents do. They set up burner email accounts and pretend to be the player communicating in writing with the team. And I've seen some of these emails. They're not written by guys in their early 20s. I couldn't have written emails like this in my early to mid 20s, for crying out loud. I can't now, for that matter. And it's obvious. It's got the fingerprints all over it of someone else who knows how the world works, who knows how to negotiate these deals. But what's the team going to do? And who's going to do anything about it? So there's two issues here. The tampering side of it, which at least in theory, there's a mechanism for enforcing and the penalties can be significant. And then there's the uncertified agent helping players and communicating with teams off the radar. I don't know what anybody is ever going to do about that. And from the team's perspective, again, they just want to get a deal done. They don't care who they're negotiating with. They just want the player under contract.
When you take an outside look at this, how hairy is it or how awkward is it? Like, it sounds like for you, it's not as big of a surprise as it might be to people who are here in Chicago.
Well, I think it's got the potential, when you look at all the other factors, to make an awkward situation even more awkward. We've seen these hold-ins multiple times over the past few years. The new CBA makes it very costly to stay away per day. And it's been this way for a long time, that if you're a player under your fifth-year option, I guess this goes back to 2011, and you hold out and you miss preseason games, the fine for missing the preseason game is the exact amount of a regular season game check. So you have players who show up and they don't practice. At what point does the team say, it's time to get to work here? Like, you're here. You get the best of both worlds. You're holding out without holding out. And I think that's going to be really where the rubber meets the road on this. All this other stuff is noise around the fundamental impasse here. Roquan Smith with the team refusing to practice until he gets a deal. At what point do they say, we're just not going to work out a deal? You're going to get $9 million in change this year. You're under contract. You're here. It's time to go play. And that's what makes the Bears kind of the guinea pigs for this unusual new reality in the NFL, where guys who want new contracts just show up and refuse to do anything.
Yesterday, Mike, Dan and I were having a conversation with Andrew Brandt, and he brought up the idea that it really doesn't make sense for Roquan to not have an agent, even from a financial standpoint, because he believes that there are agents, that qualified good agents, that would do this particular deal for 1% or even less of 1%. Has that been your experience talking to people about this too?
Well, agents out there will do deals for 1% or less. I believe that the guys who are unrepresented have it in their heads that they just don't want to ever do a percentage-based deal, because what they have to do, since it doesn't come out of their game checks, they have to sit down and write a check once a year. And it hurts to write that check. Anybody that pays quarterly taxes, it hurts to write that check on April 15, June 15, September 15, January 15. I've come to dread those 4 days. I've been writing quarterly tax checks for 20 plus years now. It's horrible. If everyone had to do it, there'd be a tax revolt immediately. But when it comes out of your paycheck, you don't notice it. I think that's one of the reasons why players choose to go a different way. And some of these other firms, what they do is, it's a broader financial arrangement, and either you charge by the hour or you don't even charge at all. And players get smitten by that. But most of the players who are representing themselves, in theory, have someone who's helping them. I think Lamar Jackson may be the only one who is relying simply on his mother to assist him. But that's what it comes down to. That percentage in the minds of some players is just a toxic thing. They refuse to give anyone a percentage of the total value of their contract.
So if you had to divvy up, say, the three likely outcomes, whether it's Smith signs a new deal with the team or somehow that is peaceably done and he stays in Chicago, Smith gets traded, or Smith continues, whatever you want to call it, hold out, hold in, we know what it is, he's withholding his services from the team, what is your likelihood of each happening right now?
Well, at this point, because of all this other noise and dust and dysfunction, it's impossible to have any real sense on whether or not it gets worked out. They've apparently been trying to work it out. And at some point, there has to be a deadline. Deadlines drive action. When is the real deadline? That's when everybody goes to their bottom line. At some point, though, I'd like to think the Bears put a number on the table that whoever is helping him would recommend their brother, their son, their cousin, their friend to take. And that's always the litmus test for me. Yeah, do you want more? But you know what? Especially when you consider the guy's inside linebacker, he's in the car crashes. He's instigating the car crashes that happen on almost every play. There's a heightened risk of injury for Roquan Smith. All the more reason when that best possible offer is on the table to take it. That's the key. Getting the Bears to do the absolute best offer that they ever will do, realizing there's no one else out there that's going to offer that as part of a trade, that's when you just have to accept reality and do the deal. Maybe push for a shorter-term deal so you can get back to the market or back to the point where you're negotiating a new contract sooner than later. Those are some of the details that become very relevant to these contracts, and we're seeing shorter-term extensions by some of the higher-paid players in free agency and via trade this year. But I just think it's going to be very hard. Unless the Bears are being completely unrealistic, it's hard to walk away from that life-changing generational payday when you play a position where it can all disappear at any given moment. That's one of the reasons why Jamal Adams ultimately took a deal with the Seahawks that wasn't nearly what we thought he wanted. At some point, you got to understand, there's no guarantee I'm going to stay healthy tomorrow when I walk onto a football field. I'm taking the best offer the team gives to me now.
Mike, Captain Radio again. Mike, I'm fascinated by this situation with Jimmy Garoppolo. And I saw you and Chris talking about this. How bizarre is this where a guy, a quarterback, goes off grid as much as Jimmy Garoppolo has in the last 5 years?
Well, it's bizarre that, and Sim says he's mentioned it from time to time, and maybe I just haven't noticed because I tune him out as much as I can. But he's been hearing it for years. And I know more that he's told me off air. I believe that he's 100% accurate in what he's saying, where Garoppolo just ghosts everyone, doesn't call anyone back, is just gone. And look, there are rules and limitations on the amount of contact as it relates to meetings and practices, but there's no rule against the quarterback calling the coach. And if you're really all in, or the coach calling the quarterback, and if you're really all in and you're the leader of the team and you're the guy making market value, and he got a market value contract, he was the highest paid player in the NFL at $27.5 million per year until Kirk Cousins a few weeks later got to 28. You're expected to be a little more engaged. You're expected to answer text messages and return phone calls. I mean, we all know someone like that in our lives that we just kind of accept the fact that they never get back to you, if ever. If they ever do, it's going to take a while. You kind of expect a franchise quarterback to be a little engaged with his coaching staff, with his teammates, et cetera. So it is odd. And somebody asked me recently, will it affect his trade value? At this point, no, because I think people in the league know about it. They know that's what they're getting in Jimmy Garoppolo. They know they're getting a guy who, when it's downtime, you're not going to hear from him. And it doesn't matter at this point because he's at work every day. You can have a direct interaction with him. It's more of a frustration when you're talking about that period from the end of the season until it's time for the offseason program to get started.
I've been wanting to take your temperature on this. We've talked a lot about how bad the Bears' wide receivers are. And for years, for Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, it hasn't mattered. That they can lose wide receivers, they can have a bad offensive line, but his preternatural ability overcomes everything. They've got Alan Lazard, Sammy Watkins, and what's left of Randall Cobb. Is this the year that it matters that his receivers are bad?
Well, when you have Devontae Adams, who commands double coverage everywhere he goes and still is a guy that will get a ton of catches because Aaron Rodgers can thread that needle and trust Devontae Adams to make the catches, Alan Lazard is the guy that needs to step into that role. He's in a contract year. He's got every reason to do it. And they've got Christian Watson. They've got some other young guys, and Rodgers was complaining about drops and other issues. And look, he chose to stay away from the voluntary phase of the offseason program where he could have been working with these guys and developing a level of understanding how they make their breaks, where you can trust them, where the catch radius really is, where it isn't. He chose not to be there for everything but the mandatory minicamp. So his complaints ring a little hollow to me now. But, yeah, it all comes down to – and the Chiefs are going through this too. Hey, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. We'll just spread the ball around more. Well, that's all well and good, but it's harder to spread the ball around when the guy that commands extra attention is gone. In Kansas City, it's Tyreek Hill. In Green Bay, it's Devontae Adams, two of the best receivers in the NFL, the guys you stay up late game planning for, the guys that give you heartburn. They're gone now. So you just go single coverage with everyone else, and maybe you have an extra guy or two that can play center field and break toward the ball when it's in the air. That's a hell of a luxury to have, and it makes it harder for the offense to operate. So it's all going to come down to whether or not these guys who are there can grow into their positions, and whether Lazard can become a guy that, you know, after the first few weeks of the season, if he's torching defenses, hey, we got to start shading some coverage this way. We got to start assigning two guys to him. And then the rest of the offense opens up. But yeah, it's going to be a challenge for Rodgers. And the defense is going to be better this year. Maybe Rodgers won't have an MVP season. Maybe the team will ultimately be better because by the end of the season, maybe the receivers will have grown to the point where they're good enough to collectively replace Devontae Adams.
Mike Florio, thank you. We'll talk again next week.
All right, great talking to you. Bye.
That's Mike Florio. That segment has been brought to you by Marquette Bank. Love where you bank.
I love him talking about Roquan Smith. And this whole thing, like this case study that's going on in the NFL, is wild.
That's why I asked who's watching it. Who's keeping an eye on this? And tomorrow we're going to have more of a chance to get into the whole jerking around of Tevin Jenkins that's going on here. Apparently you're starting right guard all of a sudden. It's like, all right, I guess you're going to do this now. Here, show us what you got here. Okay.
I wanted to ask about that too, because Was it me or I swear I saw stuff saying he was going to be traded?
Yes. The way that that story has gone, where it's they didn't like his practice habits or his film watching habits, and they don't like him. They were going to move him. He's injured. What's his injury? We won't tell you. Where's he at? We don't know, but he's here. We think now he's going to play right tackle. Oh, all right. Now he's going to play right guard. I'm curious on what they told him in the offseason. That's what I want to know. Did they say to Tevin, look, you're not anyone's guy here. So your positional flexibility is going to be the thing that keeps you here.
Or gets you traded. I think they are fluffing his value perhaps by saying, hey, this guy could be our starting right guard. What do you think, NFL? Why don't you get a look at him and we'll run some things to that side. We'll let him throw a couple of blocks. We'll see what you can see. And maybe they can find a team that gets a couple of injuries and thinks of him as multi-positional.
I still don't believe, Dan, that they can look at him and just throw him away because of some of the other guys that they've brought in. He fits perfectly what they would be looking for on the open market. A failed, and I'm using air quotes for those that can't see me on Twitch, a failed high draft pick that does have some upside. Mm-hmm. That's the type on a rookie deal. That's the type of guy that you would go search for. You have him in the building. Find out if he can play a position.
Also, what does it say about your coaching? Aren't you supposed to coach him up? Like, that is a young player who hasn't had a lot of experience in the NFL with a regime that didn't work, and you're already ready to say no thanks? I'm surprised.
Like, I'm wondering if there was a change in body style. Did they ask him to do different workouts because he might be playing more guard than tackle, and he might be playing more on the right side than the left side? And Kyle Long did a really good job when he was here explaining just the difference in handedness of playing from one side to the other and what ends up being your dominant, like, punch hand in those situations.
He also talked about technique and susceptibility to injury therein, and I always thought that that was very valuable too. But either way, this all seems fishy.
A little bit. Oh, by the way, Layla, thanks for finally bringing in the monster Rice Krispie treat.
The Foxtrot.
It's look at this thing, Dan.
Lawrence wanted,
feel it. Feel the weight.
Lawrence wanted a Rice Krispie treat a couple weeks ago.
That's
and I
not
was
a
like,
Rice Krispie treat. That's
do I have the Rice Krispie treat for you? Foxtrot's Rice Krispie treats are epic.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
So are their cheese.
This is an Oreo sandwich using Rice Krispie treats as bread.
So are their breakfast tacos.
I love
Foxtrot it. Foxtrot breakfast tacos. Thank you for taking me to my homeland.
By the way, I found Zach McKinstry. He is leading off for the Cubs today, followed by Nico Horner. Yes, he is.
Zach McKinstry isn't real.
Yeah, we should put him on and ask him if he's real.
The Franimal.
6'180". Everybody's 6'180".
The Franimal had another home run last night. He will bat fifth in DH. Ortega is in center. Wisdom's at third. Gomes is the catcher. And P.J. Higgins, the bar and the player, will play first base.
Yahtzee.
Come on down to P.J. Higgins and get yourself some fried artichoke dip.
And a first baseman's mitt.
I went there with McKinstry.
Yeah, you and McKinstry
and
went
Shane.
Down.
Shane.
And Shane was
and
there
your
too.
Husband, Shane.
Thank you.
Yes, well, you were my husband at one point, Lawrence.
That's true.
R.I.P. to our fake marriage.
This has been a Layla Rahimi Wednesday abbreviated
Sorry.
Version. Tomorrow, we're going to have Steve Stone and Jason Leisure. We're going to talk to architecture expert Lee Bay about some of what Soldier Field is and could be and might be, among all kinds of other fun things.
That didn't sound real either. Architecture expert Lee Bay.
Well,
sure.
He is. He was the architecture expert for the Sun-Times and now does stuff independently and for them as well. Cubs baseball's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Yeah. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.